we in the military like strategy. I mean, and we like plans. And we jumped into the social media world sort of with 2 feet and really fast because the chairman really wanted us to do this, but we did it without a plan. We did it without an idea of what we were jumping into. But obviously, we had a web presence, but it really started with the Twitter account. And but we didn't really know, we just didn't understand what we were doing. I mean, he sends his tweets and all that's good, but we didn't really know what a retweet was, and we didn't know... You know, we didn't know how to, you know, how important, you know, the followers were, what they did for you, how many people should we follow. We then, on the heels of that, jumped into Facebook. We didn't really understand that. We just knew that it was out there and that people were using it, and we wanted to be a part of this conversation. And so we did all that, and we learned a lot in the early days, and we just began to realize that as we head into the new year, we need to be better organized. We just needed a better sense of where we wanted to take this form of media, because we believe, and the chairman agrees, that social media is fast becoming mainstream media. It's fast becoming a prime vehicle for the not only the transmission of ideas, but the conversation of ideas. And we just wanted to have a little bit more organized approach.
The chairman actually tweets himself. This isn't you doing it for him or something like that.
No. He does. Now, there are times, to be honest, where he can't get to, you know, the internet. There are places we go where he doesn't have access or he doesn't have time to actually type it out. And so he'll tell us. He'll basically dictate a tweet. But by and large, they're him.
And when he said, okay, we're going to do this, the idea was why? Why are you doing this?
The chairman really believes that, I mean, he's talked about this a lot, the vast majority of the men and women of the armed forces are roughly 20 to 22 years old. This is the way they are communicating. And when he goes out, it started by, you know, he would go out to do these all-hands calls, these town halls with troops in Iraq and Afghanistan and throughout the United States, and they would bring it up to him. You know, why aren't you on Facebook? And we've looked at your website, and it's not all that modern. And they've talked about it with him. And he asked, you know, how do you communicate? How do you? And you know, then they started talking about Twitter, and he didn't know what Twitter was. I didn't know what it was. I had to go home and ask my teenage son. And so the two of us, after a few of these trips, like we said, well, there's something here. We don't know what it is, but there's something here. And he said, well, go find out. Let's get into that conversation because I can't afford to miss it. If that's where the troops are talking about things, if that's where they're exchanging ideas, I need to be a part of that conversation.
And the four goals that you have laid out in the strategy, engage, align, drive, and expand.
Correct.
Talk a little bit about what those mean. The overall goal here is to...
So we've been doing this now for a few months, and we looked at what are we doing right and what are we not doing either well or at all. And so answering that second question really led us to these four overarching goals. Engage, we want to be more interactive. I mean, our first foray into Facebook and Twitter was very sort of just still in the transmit mode, you know, just putting information out. You know, him tweeting about either something he did or a meeting he attended, which is all fine, but we aren't responding now. When people write back to us or comment on things on the Facebook page, right now we aren't responding, and it's largely because we want to be authentic. I mean, I don't want to be responding for the chairman, and he's time limited. There's just so much he can, you know. It would almost take a full 8 hours of his day if he just was responding to every tweet and every Facebook post. So we're struggling with that, and I think we've got a good plan here for how to do it and still maintain our authenticity. So that's what engage. We just want to be more, and we want to be more. How can I put this? I mean, if the social media world is like a party, we're at the party, but we're talking, but we're not allowing other people to talk back to us enough. You know, we're not engaging the conversation as much as I want to.
And one of the questions I often hear out there is people say, okay, this is all well and good, and we want to be on these platforms, but does it help me do my job better? And it sounds to me, I mean, certainly part of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, part of the goal is to communicate to people, to let you know why you're making the decisions that you're
absolutely
making.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a great question, and people don't understand, I think, you know, the role of the chairman. He has two principal jobs. One is he is the principal military advisor to the president and to the Secretary of Defense. That's a private role. He doesn't discuss his advice to the president in public, and that's the unseen job that he does. But the more visible job is he is the personal representative of the 2.2 million men and women that are in the armed forces. And his job is to represent to the national leadership their interests, their concerns, their issues, but also to the American people. The military that they're funding through their tax dollars, he has the responsibility to help communicate what that military is doing with that money and what we're doing with their sons and daughters who sign up and serve the country. And so it's in that realm, that second job title of his, that really social media is not just – it's not just a nice to do for us. It's a must do. It really does help him act as and do better as a personal representative for the troops.
And so the overall strategy is about, what, 6 to 12 months? Because doing things much longer than that in the Web 2.0
world. In the social media world, yeah, I think we just can't go out past that. That's why we made it a 2010 social media strategy. We didn't go beyond that because we didn't want to get too far ahead of ourselves. We just don't know what the trends are going to be a year from now, and we don't know where Facebook and Twitter is going to be. And so I didn't want to commit ourselves to much more than just the remainder of this calendar year.
Many federal agencies, many other DOD organizations looking at possibly using these tools, and you guys have been out on the front end of this. What have you learned that can help them?
We've learned two things. One is you really have to commit manpower and resources to it. I mean, because the chairman does have such limited time, he can't monitor it all the time. He does get on there, obviously, and himself, but in terms of really taking a long-term trend. So every month we do analytics for him. We run metrics. Here's how many retweets this tweet got. Here's how many followers you have now. Here's how many people looked at your YouTube videos this month. So we have a guy who works for me who does that full time. So you have to devote. You have to devote manpower and resources to it. And the second thing, I think, what we've learned is you have to factor it in to basically everything that you're doing. So, for instance, when we go on a trip, when he travels overseas or he travels to a base, before he even leaves, we discuss what are the social media aspects that we need to play into this trip. When he does a town hall and we videotape that, then how are we going to get that out? What do we think he needs to be tweeting about on this trip? And we'll make recommendations to him. Obviously, it's up to him. He sometimes he does it, and sometimes he writes his own and does his own. We think about the social media aspects of everything he's doing before he does it, so that we have at least a plan in our head about how we want it to play out.
And the end goal, you want to be at the place where this becomes more of a conversation, not just a posting things, not just one way, but also
right.
You're hearing back from folks? Is that the eventual?
Well, we already are hearing back from folks. What we aren't doing is we're not engaging with
right.
them more directly and personally. So, I hope that, let's see, it's now May, so 7-8 months from now, if you and I are having this conversation again, I'd like to be able to tell you that at the end of 2010, we have become much more interactive, that we aren't just simply using social media to put stuff out, but we're actually taking things in and then giving feedback again back out to the followers and the fans, that there's a conversation with them, just like you and I are having, where we're listening and they're responding and we're responding to them.
And maybe even doing that around specific topic areas.
Absolutely.
Saying, this is something that we're struggling with. Hey, do people have ideas about the direction we should go on these topics?
Absolutely. Yeah. That's right. We'd like to be able to get so that it's not so wave top high that we can do a deep dive. One of the we had a meeting yesterday in my office about sort of the metrics and where we are on the execution end of all these four goals. And there's some where we still have a lot of work to do. But one of the ideas that came out was I think we're going to try this. Maybe he carries out a Twitter conversation with somebody else live on Twitter, and everybody can just kind of follow it and jump in.
Yeah.
So I don't know who that other person might be, but that's an idea where it could be like you suggest, issue specific.
Yeah.
Maybe it's with an expert on Afghanistan, or I don't know, you pick it. But that kind of thing is what we're looking to do, to make this just a more interactive and more engaging than it is right now.
I want developing the strategy itself. How difficult was that to do?
It wasn't that hard, actually. Well, we sat down and with him, and we just said, here's where we think we're doing well. Here's where we don't think we're doing enough. And before we went to see him, we had kind of gamed out what these four goals ought to be. And then he readily agreed. Once we explained what each of the four were, engage, align, drive, and expand, he readily agreed with those. And those, once you have that, that it was when we developed those four goals and then got his approval for them, the strategy wrote itself after that. I mean, once you have that, once you have the pillars, what you're actually trying to do, then the rest of it was fairly easy. We rewrote it in just a couple of weeks time frame. It didn't take that long.